Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. Welcome to House Talk with Mark Wayne Mullen, where answers to your home questions are just a call away at 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764.
Good morning, Oklahoma. Welcome to House Talk right here on KRMG, AM 740. FM 102.3, Mark Wayne is not in the house. No sugar today. You got sweet and low, but that's all right because I've been up for hours. And I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
I don't know what was in that coffee, but I'm charged up. And we've got guests in today. So let me tell you, we've got a packed show. This is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be covering what we do at Mullen. You know who we are, hopefully. We're those guys crisscrossing this beautiful state we call Oklahoma in those red and white trucks and vans and the big white pump trucks, of course. But one thing's for sure, when our techs show up, their shirts are going to be tucked in, the belts are going to be on, and if they're coming inside, they're going to be wearing shoe booties. Let me tell you, I had a brand new plumber. He was walking by my office just yesterday, and the guy's brand new, and he doesn't know because he's not from here. And he was walking by, looked sharp, by the way, sharp-looking guy, and we're glad to have him. And I looked over at him, and he said, "Good morning, Ray." And I said, "Good morning. Where's your belt?" He said, "It's in the van." I said, "Go get it." I was like, "You don't know this, but you don't want to show up on a job without a belt, brother. You're going to be eating some free time." So anyway, just have a little fun. It's all true. Yeah, it's all true. Okay, so let me introduce the guys that are in here. I got Mr. Jim Evans with Energy Tech. Jim, how are you doing this morning, brother?
I got my belt on, I can tell you that.
Yeah, right, yeah. And you're looking sharp, man. He's in a pressed button-up shirt today. You look like you're ready to go win.
Well, I'll tell you what I did.
All right.
I took Dena and her four grandkids over to P.F. Chang's to eat yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's nice.
The four-year-old... Kinsley had mentioned that I needed to take them out to eat where they can dress up.
Okay.
So anyway, I had three girls all dressed up in dresses and twirling around and stuff at Chang's, though they were having a ball. And I'm a hero for a day at least.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, that was fun.
You know what? Bask in the glory, Jim. Enjoy it today.
It was a lot of fun.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
And that was Olivia, Grant, and Kennedy and Kinsley.
Oh my gosh. Cool. Now, that's a lot of fun. I love that kind of stuff. And it sounds like they're getting you out and getting you doing things, too.
Oh, shoot. I had a good time. Shoot, we walked around a whole bit. Had a lot of fun.
So what are you talking about today?
We're talking about windows, of course.
Okay.
We do most of that. But you will never beat the pricing that you can get right now on windows.
Okay.
And the reason is that we know that everybody has a little bit more money than usual, getting it back from their taxes. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You might as well use it on windows and save on your utilities, and it's just a good time to do it. It's a good time to buy, so we're offering some better pricing.
All right. Well, good stuff. And I got Mr. Nick Senny with Mullen Environmental in today. He is sporting his I Love New York hoodie because he just got back from some really cool classes up in New York. So how you doing, Nicholas?
Good to be home.
We're glad to have you back.
Yes, sir.
It was kind of fun following you over here on your Harley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was even more fun riding it.
Yeah. And Yeah, he looked like he was he's really enjoying the day.
It's going to be gorgeous.
By the way, you know, I was telling the guys off the air that, you know, everybody wants Punxsutawney Phil to come out and see if he sees his shadow to tell him if we're going to have more winter or if the weather's going to change. And I told everybody that my groundhog is Nick. Wait to see if Nick pops out on his Harley, and then I schedule my whole weekend based off of that. Yeah. So I saw him on his Harley this morning, folks. So make plans, picnics, all kinds of outdoor stuff. It's going to be beautiful. It's good stuff.
You basically just told the whole world that I'm a fair weather rider, and I guess I'm okay with that.
Is that a thing? Because I'm not a rider, so I wouldn't know.
That's a bad thing amongst us Harley lovers.
So you're not
they
cool.
They ride anytime.
You're not cool unless you ride your Harley in the snow.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. I didn't know that.
I'm getting old, though.
I'm learning stuff.
I'm getting old, Ray. I'm getting old. I ain't trying to ride when it's cold.
And he didn't mean to rhyme on purpose. No. I don't think he never.
How do you know?
Sounds like someone brought back some corniness from New York. So what are you talking about today, brother?
Today we are talking about some new technology in the world of water wells.
Yeah, which, you know, when you hear that, you're like, what? That doesn't even fit in the same sentence together.
New technology in water well.
Okay, so that's going to be interesting to hear what's going on, because I don't think I've heard anything new in that industry ever. I mean, they're talking about sand points that they were using 50 years
Isn't
ago.
Isn't that crazy?
So, yeah,
everything else
changed.
Moves at light speed, and you just
yeah.
Never...
Then you get to wells, and it's like, oh no,
blue.
It's all the same stuff. And we got Mr. Justin Buckmaster, Mother Nature's Pest and Lawn. What's he sporting? He's also sporting a hoodie. He's wearing his Thunder hoodie. You know, with the historical comeback, and yep. We're all laughing because we all know they made this historical comeback, but none of us saw it.
I know, right?
So we're just like, dang it.
Should have been watching. Though.
Yeah, no, it's outstanding, and it's good to see you. You look like you're ready to tackle the day.
I'm ready to tackle the day. I'm with Nick, man. Beautiful day. Man.
It is going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
It's going to be nice.
Yep.
So what are you talking about,
man,
today?
I'm going to talk about mosquitoes, man. All this rain we've had this past week,
yes.
week and a half.
Yes.
Just this drowning, pouring. Miserable rain and the beautiful weather. And it's
hey,
like,
you know when I, you know what I think when I hear that? I think, man, I wish I had a Harley to ride in that
I
crappy
know,
weather.
Right?
Did you say mojitos?
Mojitos.
I am going to Cancun next week.
My gosh! Hey, leave the keys to the Harley at the office. I'll take care of it for you.
Fair enough.
I wouldn't want the tailpipes to get clogged up with dust and cobwebs. You know, I was telling Justin off the air, you know, he was telling me he was going to talk about mosquitoes, and it kind of brought me a memory back of Tyler when he was really young. He was so proud. He came up and he said, "Dad, I can speak Spanish." And I said, "Really, can you, son?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, go ahead. Give it a go. Show me." And he's like, "Mosquito."
That's cute.
And
man.
I was like, "Okay. Yeah, I'll go with that."
That's awesome.
So, you know, I know that you'll probably want to tell the story after the break, but you had some inspiration for your topic today that you experienced at your home.
At my own home?
So that'll be fun to hear. And I kind of picked on Justin a little bit because I'm like, I don't know what bugs are launching because I don't see any of them at my house.
Yeah, it's almost a confession, man.
Yeah, you know, I've got this Mother Nature's bubble around it's a force field, no insects allowed.
Right.
Unless they're dead. It's the only kind I ever see around my place.
Yep.
So it's very nice. I know we got about a minute and a half. So, you know, it was so warmly and well received. I just want to touch on it again. I've had folks calling and asking about it. We have launched at Mullen what we are now calling the electrical rider for our Platinums. So basically the way this works is if you're on a Platinum program. So it doesn't matter if it's a Platinum Aerobic or a Platinum Air. We have a lot of customers that are on both. But if you're on either one of those for $10 a month, $10, yes, that is it, you can add the electrical rider on top of that Platinum. And basically what that covers is your electrical panel and all the components in it, the distribution of the power in your home from the panel to the point of use, all lights, all light switches and all outlets, and then just to take that little step further, because that's kind of the thing that we do with our Platinums, the wow factor. We also threw in, if you want bulbs changed out or you want to change out a light fixture or a ceiling fan, you provide the bulbs or the fixture, have them there waiting on us, and I'll send an electrician out, and we'll get it done for you all for that $10 rider, $10 a month. I had a guy, we're going into the break here, but I just wanted to, this is, you just can't make this stuff up. We had a customer call that out of California with some 600 odd rental properties, said, okay, you got me. I want the Platinum Airs and I want the electrical riders on all of them.
Wow.
Awesome. So if you're wondering if he can do the math from another state, you know, surely
on rental properties.
Yeah, on rental properties. surely the rest of you can crunch on this. Frankly, we're trying to make it completely irresistible. It's an opportunity for you to show us how serious we are about our customer service at Mullen, so that all your other needs, you'll use us as well. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to be talking to all these guys. We got lots to cover. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. It's House Talk on KRMG. Good morning, Oklahoma. Welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG. I'm Ray Trumbull with Mullen, and Mark is showing me love, playing my favorite opening song right there. Thank you, brother. By the way, did you folks know that he's a teacher? He's a good guy.
He is.
That's right. I don't know how many jobs he has, but I know he's got two. This one that's kind of important, and the other one that he does that's super important. Yeah. By the way, folks, if you'd like to give us a call this morning, we'd love to hear from you. 918-460-5764. That's 918-460-KRMG. Or you can text us at 95920. We'll do the best we can to get to your topics. I've got Justin Buckmaster in with Mother Nature's Pest and Lawn. Going to be talking about mosquitoes. I got Mr. Nick Sinney in with Mullen Environmental Department. He's going to be talking about not septic, not aerobic, but new technology on water wells. So for all of you out there that are on a well, you might want to hear what Nick's going to talk about today. This is brand new stuff. And I got everybody's favorite guy, Mr. Jim Evans with Energy Tech.
All right.
Yeah, shining right, like a new dime today. Yeah. Jim, how you doing, man? We're talking about windows today.
You betcha. Well, we're also talking about sunrooms.
All right. Okay? I love it.
Yeah, this is an add-on to a house that they had a big front porch and they wanted to encase it with windows.
So I've got a back patio like that that Missy and I keep talking about possibly enclosing.
We need to talk. That's okay. All there is to it.
Yeah.
This is a very, very good deal.
Okay.
And this is in Fort Gibson. If you turn at the library and you go toward the high school, which is east, you'll see it on the right. It's about a block down the road. And it is one good-looking dude. And there, I've put up seven of these.
Okay? Oh, wow.
But the one in Fort Gibson's the closest to my house.
So, and this is basically the sunroom. Is it all, it's the framework, but then other than that, it's glass, right?
Right, except for the roof. I don't like the ones that have glass in the roof. I just haven't had much luck, and over the years, they've always leaked that I've seen. So I just don't even do
it. You just don't do it like that.
Right, but it's actually, it's NT Windows is who it is, and they've got a system that they've put together that really is good looking, and it works.
Well, you know, Missy and I, we're always hearing you talk about the big patio doors,
right?
The 7-foot ones, and we going out on our back patio, we have this set of like 4 or 5 great big windows. And we've always talked about how cool it would be if we had you convert those into those bifolding giant doors, and then you enclosed the back patio. And so basically we could open those doors and you gain all that square footage, and then now it just becomes this wider area that you can walk out into. That'd be kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, we need to talk some more.
Jim is seeing dollar signs. He just had this whole different look at me just now.
I think I've got one door left.
I bet you do.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, folks, there's also a difference in windows.
Yes.
There is a big difference. Anytime that you're buying them, be sure to look at the I don't care if it's, especially if you're doing a new construction. Gee, at Christmas, so many people will buy them with cheap ballast in them that won't last but a year to, well, they'll last 12 months, pardon me.
Right.
But when you go into the year and a half and the warranty's gone and it costs $80 to come out just to look at it, to tell you what you need, and the difference between a cheapo depot, I shouldn't have said that, a cheapo ballast, okay?
It's too late. You said it. Yeah, it's live radio.
Edit that out, Mark.
Anyway, a cheap ballast.
Don't worry. Don't worry, Jim. We'll fix it later.
You guys are bad. Anyway, it's about $1.50.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. There's very little difference. But you've got to talk to somebody to get a comparison. So call us up. Let us talk to you. Let us teach you what to buy. Then you can buy what you want.
Yeah, I love that. And, you're always quick to remind us that you carry as many of your competitors' windows with you as you can fit into your truck.
Pretty much. If I know about it ahead of time, that way I can stick them in there and you can compare them right next to each other.
Yeah, and, that's really – I love that you're willing to just put your product on the line and compare it right there face-to-face. That's the way to do it. I know that you also come out, you do free estimates, right?
We do free estimates. We talk about your house. We look at your program and give you our opinions, and then you can do what you want. But the thing about it is that everybody that sells windows or air conditioners or heaters, they've all got the best product. Have you ever noticed that?
I've noticed that.
None of them ever say, this is a piece of junk, and here's windows are better. No. They don't do that, okay? So if you want to believe everybody, that's fine, but you're going to get ripped. So you need to talk to somebody like me who's not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
And I'll show you the differences, and then you can buy what you want.
Jim, we get phone calls at the office all the time, and the girls will ring my office, and they'll say, I have a customer, on line 3. They want to know who that guy is that you talk to about the windows. And I'm always giving out your information. Before we close out, I just want to remind folks that not only do you do these free estimates and extremely passionate about what you do, but you'll even come and help them pick out the product for the project.
Right.
And then you'll even go a step further. And if they want to do it themselves, unlike anyone else in your industry, you'll show them how to do it and just let them buy the product and put it in themselves. So many others get you in the door with that low price on the product, but what you don't know is they're going to make you let them install it.
Right, and you have to order it, and that's a real trick. It happens to contractors all the time. They will mess up on the order and have to eat a bunch of windows. Okay. That can happen.
Yeah.
It doesn't take a whole lot to be off a half inch, an inch, inch and a half. Gosh, you got a real mess going. And what we do is we come out, we measure them for you. If they don't fit, we buy them.
Okay.
And I'll show you how to put the first one in. And I taught a 29-year-old single mom down at Eufaula how to do them, and she did 11 by herself.
All right. That's outstanding. Yeah. So it doesn't take much to know you want to use this guy, folks. Jim, how do folks get a hold of you?
Call me at 918-232-3631, and I'll answer.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Got to take a break. It's House Talk on KRMG. Oklahoma, welcome back to House Talk on KRMG. I am so sorry. Maybe you'll know what I'm talking about, and maybe you won't, but when I hear this intro, all I see is Will Ferrell with his shirt halfway up over his belly hitting that cowbell. And he stops the music. Oh, it was the end of the cut. It was the end of the. You guys see the same thing? I'm just curious.
Nope.
Does anyone know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Nope.
The guy comes in. He's like, "What we need in this song is more cowbells." Oh, and what's sad is if you haven't seen that Saturday Night Live skit, you just don't. You don't know what you're missing
Google
out on.
It.
You're missing this whole thing. Yeah, Google it today, so that you can understand what's so funny about that. By the way, folks, thank goodness I've got these guys carrying me today on their shoulders through this show. I've got Mr. Jim Evans with Energy Tech. I've got Mr. Nicholas Sinney with Mullen Environmental. And I've got Justin Buckmaster, Mother Nature's Pest and Lawn.
Yeah.
You can call us at 918-460-5764, or you can text us at 95920. Do the best we can to get to your calls, but we're also trying to share a bunch of stuff today. Nick has come back from New York City.
Yeah.
Loaded up with new stuff. And you're kind of excited about water wells, which is
really weird.
Might be the first time I've ever heard you say something like that.
Right. Who gets excited about water wells?
Nobody.
Nobody.
So what you got? You've got something new.
Got some great new technology. Like I said earlier, it's just this is one part of the industry that hasn't been touched by new technology in such a long time that it's almost weird to say, but that's what we're going to talk about today.
Okay, cool. So tell me what this is and why it's going to be such a benefit to all of us.
So if you're out there and you have a water well, then you're used to the way that they operate, right? They work off of a pressure switch. Most people are pretty familiar with that.
Right.
And they operate from within a range of pressures, so say 50 to 70 for conversation. So the way that works is when that well kicks on, at 50, it pressures up to 70, and then it just works within those ranges as there's a demand or as you're using water. So some of the coolest stuff I've ever seen is out now. And what they've done is they have taken that pressure switch and they've introduced a pressure transducer.
Okay.
And so what that does is it now allows that well to operate off of a hertz frequency instead of being pressure. So that's some technical jargon, but yeah. But what that does is they've used that in conjunction with a new drive system called a variable frequency drive. And so what that does is a variable frequency drive, they use it on the motor, and it allows you to slow down or speed up the motor.
Right.
Okay, so said all that to say this, when you put all that together and you have a variable frequency drive and a pressure transducer instead of the old-fashioned controls and a pressure switch, now we have the ability for constant pressure for your water well.
Okay, I want to break this down in layman's terms.
No, I'm trying, but
some people think they're listening to a Star Trek cut right here. Jim, we've got to replace the flux capacitor. Okay, so think of it like this, folks, because Nick and I were talking off the air.
Yeah.
And, you know, the way that I was seeing this is I'm listening to what he's saying is think of it like this. Most of your light switches, and especially back in the day before dimmer switches came out, your light was either on or it was off. And that's the only kind of light switch you had. That's the only light that you had. Then came dimmer switches, which basically you could turn the light off and on, but then you could also control how much output was being given by that light, hence dimming it. And basically what Nick's talking about is there's this new technology coming out where you can now control the output of the pump. And it's not, before it was either on or it was off.
Right.
Now it's on, but how on is it? You can control that. And you blew me away when you said, we don't have to replace the pump.
You don't have to replace the pump.
I was shocked.
You're replacing
by that.
The controls because this variable frequency drive will work with most existing pump motors out there.
That's crazy.
So if you think about this, a normal well, when it has to get down to 50 PSI on that 50-70 before it's going to kick on and pump.
Right.
Well, with a pressure transducer and a variable frequency drive,
you're liking saying this.
I love it. It allows it to kick on at 69.
Oh, wow,
And it starts to ramp up.
Just gauges
so
with the
need. So
it
keeps that pressure. Yes. So what that means to you is if you're in the shower where you used to feel a loss of pressure, you shouldn't anymore.
Not going
to
happen.
It's going to be constant pressure system for you.
Yeah, and you said that the bladder tank, which is the little shock absorber in the system, most of them, you're going to shrink this way down.
It makes a smaller footprint. Right, yeah, so you don't. Nice. You need a small bladder tank as opposed to a big one.
I love it.
So that's the cool part, but it gets cooler.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Tell us more.
This new drive that they've come out with has Wi-Fi capability.
Okay, now I don't even have a well, and I want it.
Yeah,
because
right?
I like anything that's Wi-Fi.
Right? So what that means to you is not only do you get constant pressure.
Yeah.
But now if you have a fault in that system, not only does it send, it'll email and text. There's an app that will regulate that, but you'll get an email or a text, hey, you have a problem.
Yeah.
And it'll also send it to the service provider.
Oh, I love that.
So I know the same time you do that you have a problem, you don't have to call me.
Yes.
I already know, and if you're on one of my platinum plans, I'm going to send somebody out. You don't need zero communication.
Zero communication. Just take care of it.
That, as you well know with our company, that's what we're trying to
That's where we're
to
headed.
Get to.
We are.
We don't want the customer being bothered with problems like that.
We want to prevent the problem.
We do.
And, you know, especially with a well, I mean, it's a lot like septic and aerobic systems in the fact that it's out of sight, out of mind. The only time you realize there's a problem is when it starts showing up in the house. This would actually allow you to know there's a problem way before it gets worse and starts affecting other things. You can catch it quicker and minimize the need of the repair.
Yeah, it's really, really cool stuff.
I love that.
I'm excited.
Okay, I know I can tell that you are. If folks want to find out more about it, Nicholas, how they get a hold of
you? Give us a call, 918-258-6636. Ask for Nick.
All right, thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know how you're going to follow up on that, Justin.
That's right. I'm telling you.
You know, he just upstaged you on that, man.
You're going to follow up with mojitos.
Mojitos.
That's right. Okay, so I know that your theme lately has been talking about winged insects.
Yes.
Okay.
It has,
and I just wanted to and I'll tell it very quickly, but while Nick was in New York City eating prime rib and hanging out with all his buddies, I was at this poop processing plant by the lake, and I was thinking, how backwards is this? And we're standing out there, we're having this meeting to discuss the operation of this plant, and suddenly these bugs start flying amidst our conversation. And I look down, and there's hundreds of them coming out of the ground, and I realized I was witnessing the launch of a swarm from a termite colony. And
yes.
I educated everybody there, by the way.
First thing?
Oh, yeah.
So that's the first time you've seen one?
I've never seen one before. Probably will never see one again. Man, I don't actually want to see one again. But
that's awesome, man.
It was very cool because I know how rare it is. I know it takes years. And it only lasted less than a minute, and they were gone.
That's awesome.
And I broke it down for those guys. They were like, we need to do this and kill those if they're too close to this building. I'm like, hey, man, that queen is 30 feet deep, brother.
Yeah.
You ain't going to touch her.
That's right,
you better call Justin the bug assassin.
That's right, man.
Anyway, I wanted to tell you about witnessing that swarm.
That's a good story, man.
But today we're talking about mosquitoes.
Yes. Yeah. You know, with the past rains, I do want to get into mosquitoes. Very seasonal service. You know, we don't tend to have them year-round because we do have a generally decent winter. Here in Oklahoma, so I want to talk that as we're approaching that season.
This is good because you think that you can just get rid of the standing water and you're going to prevent them.
You're going to prevent
them. Demolished my theory.
Absolutely.
On that.
You know, we go to the box stores and buy all these products for to spray on us, and we're wearing long sleeves during the summertime and all that which is a great idea. Don't get me wrong. I'm like you, preventive maintenance
all the way, man.
But we wanted Mother Nature's for you guys to enjoy the outdoors, whether you're working in it, whether you're having a barbecue, whether you have a family reunion going on at your place. This is the time of the year to prevent that problem. With this past rain in the recent week, I'm telling you, they're out with vengeance. I'll tell you a little story.
Okay.
At my place.
All right.
You know, and I go to work every day, and I'm used to people being on regiments not having problems and all this stuff, and I'm out mowing the grass, because it was ready to rain at my house.
Yeah.
And man, I'm getting attacked, and I'm like, what's going on? And
I never see mosquitoes at my house.
I know, right? Right.
Yeah.
You're on the plan, you have regular service, but I'll admit, I'm going to confess here. I go home and I'm like, I don't want to do bug control, I don't want to do it, so anyway, I'm confessing that, I have a problem at my place, but it commits me to war. So I'm like, no.
My name's Justin and I have a problem.
I have a problem.
I don't serve my own house.
That's right.
And my aerobic system's broken too, Justin.
Right? Thank you. Thank you, Nick. I appreciate that, brother.
Jim sunbathes naked.
Oh, no.
Like he's just smiling. He is. He should have been paying attention to what I was going to say.
That's awesome. But I also have the same problem. I'm obsessive about doing it myself. I'm like,
well,
no.
Of course. You want to do it right.
I'm not letting nobody else do it. I'm going to do it myself.
Right.
you know. So, but anyway,
now I think for folks to understand the reality of what you're up against is, I was telling Justin about the standing water, and I'm like, but if I just make sure there's no standing water, then I'm good. And he's like, well, if they can find a drop of dew under a leaf, that's all they need to put their eggs out there.
It's right, man.
And I'm like, I can't win against that.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, you know. And then the survival tactics of these guys, man, are just insane. You know, they'll plant their eggs and all that stuff in a dry area, and realize that water will come, and that. You know, that'll stay there dormant until that water does come, and then boom, you got a problem.
That's crazy.
So it's crazy. It is.
So you guys have a preventive maintenance plan that folks can get on, right?
April through October, sometimes March through November, depending on climate and conditions. We've got a new product this year, man. It's great. I'm so happy to introduce it into our preventative maintenance service. And it is a trap.
Okay.
Very aggressive trap. It's a trap that also has an IGR that. In this IGR, not only is it killing
growth regulator, Nick.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm like, what's an IGR?
What's gonna?
I know. Get into the
you guys and your acronyms today.
I'm passionate, man.
I love it.
So anyway, but it's transferable to all these other. So as they're trapping, it allows them to go out, continue to do their normal survival.
They
tactics.
Think they're okay, but they're
they
not.
They think they're okay, and they're passing this product. To
I love it.
And it's very environmental friendly. They've manufactured these traps as they've done for the health the nation and stuff like that. Very cool product. But we're also treating trees and shrubs.
Okay.
The trees and shrubs are definitely treated because of. Of the way they do lay eggs and incubate and stuff like that in the areas around your home and landscaping. And then also, you know, we're going to treat those bodies of water. You know, we have products that are capable of
even the koi ponds and stuff like that. Safe for the fish.
Bird bass, all that. Yep. It's safe, you know. And so we're going to use a product in those areas. So if you're changing water out, it's not going to harm your fish. It's not, you know, this is something that we have products capable of doing this.
All right.
And so anyway, that's our preventative maintenance plan. I do got something. I know Nick, he said, what are you going to do now when you talk about this? I've got something to give away to.
Okay, cool. So, what is it?
Mother Nature's is sponsoring Port City Raceway.
Okay.
Okay. And I've got a 4-pack of tickets for anybody interested in the races tonight to give away. We're going to text racing to 95920.
Okay.
And we're going to pick a caller here to give away this 4-pack. I'm going to hold those tickets at will call tonight. Come and see us, man. We're sponsoring this track. We're gonna have our trucks out on the track.
That's
the national anthem. Great place for entertainment and stuff like that. So, Nick, that's all I got, buddy.
Very nice. I love it. Hey, before we go into the break here, Justin, how do folks get a hold of you guys? They want to find out more about your other plans, especially the mosquito prevention.
Yeah, absolutely. 918-362-2000, mothernaturesinc.com. Check out our new site there and also download our app on Apple or Android. Send us pictures. We've got many ways to communicate there. So get a hold of us.
All right. Very nice. Are we ready to go into the break, Soundmaster?
If you want to, just remember, if you want those tickets, text racing to 95920. That's racing to 95920.
He has a great radio voice. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's House Talk on KRMG. Good morning, Oklahoma. Welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG, AM 740, FM 102.3. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen, visiting with my friends this morning. I got Mr. Jim Evans with Energy Tech. I've got Nicholas Sinney with Mullen Environmental. I've got Justin Buckmaster with Mother Nature's Pest and Lawn. And we're trying to work this out, Mark. What am I telling them?
All right, apparently there's a older program.
What if we use like some word like winner?
Bad idea.
That might be one as well. Let's
all right.
Do racing one. Racing one.
Let's try that.
Racing one. So text racing one to 95920 and we'll put the winner from that.
All right. I like that. We'll try that. See if that gets it done. Always little challenges going on out here. So this is good stuff. By the way, folks, we've just got a couple of minutes left here. Just really quickly, I wanted to plug on the Platinum Air package and the Platinum Aerobic. These are two plans. When you're on the Platinum plan with Mullen, what separates them from anything else that you're going to find out there is that they are all inclusive. No catches, no gimmicks, no smoke and mirrors. And believe me, we've had lots of folks try to vet it out. Nicholas is about four platinums away from 1,000, which is going to be a pinnacle situation.
Yeah, we're excited about it.
It's exciting. If you're on the Platinum Aerobic, if any of you out there that own an aerobic system, the way this works is basically Nick and his crew, they maintain it for you. All you need to do is have the sanitizer available for his technicians when they show up. They come out every 6 to 8 weeks. They put it in for you. They check everything. If lightning strikes, you know, usually I say if you have a problem, they're going to cover it. But let's just say lightning strikes and fries every component on your aerobic system. Nick and his crew are going to come out and fix it for you. No charge if you're a Platinum customer. Every 2 years, they pump the system for you. They provide you the bacterial additives. And he started doing something that we didn't even know that he was doing, and I was so impressed when I found out about it. He has his guys weed eat and clean around the aerobic system so that there's no mistake that they've been there. The Platinum Air works the same way for your HVAC, all-inclusive. You have any problems, we take care of it. And then every 2 years, we come and clean the air ducts. Guys, this show has gone by so quickly. Let's give our contact information just one more time. Jim Evans with Energy Tech. How do folks reach you, Jim?
You can reach me at jim@energytechinc.net or 918-232-3631.
Thank you, sir. Justin Buckmaster, Mother Nature's Pest and Lawn.
Yeah, 918-362-2000. Also, mothernaturesinc.com. And then download our app
right.
Or Android, Mother Nature's Pest and Lawn.
All right, very nice. And Nicholas, how do they get a hold of us at Mullen?
918-258-6636 or check us out on the web at mulleninc.com.
All right, I love it. I couldn't have said it better myself. I hope everybody has a great weekend. I had somebody put it to me. It's going to be a five-star weekend. Woo! Make the best of it. I'm Ray with Mullen. It's been House Talk on KRMG.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.